And now it's time for Madison's Mad Facts with your host, Madison Standish.
Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Welcome to another Madison on the Air bonus feature of Madison's Mad Facts, where we look at the way things were in real life back during these old-timey radio shows.
This Madison's Mad Facts premiered in July of 2025 as a bonus feature for The Six Shooter. I don't know if you remember how much I totes enjoyed Ma Benson's cornbread in that episode. Like, that was some potent stuff. It made me look into the unique history of cornbread. And who better to chat about it than my bestie, Tony Johnson, a professional Southern cook from Georgia. Hey, Tony! Sup?
What's up, Madison, baby? What you doing?
Well, you're going to have to tell us everything about cornbread. I'm sure you know everything down to the last crumb, right?
Well, I know a lot, but we'll see how much I can get through to you.
Let's start by telling us a little bit about your family and where you're from.
Okay. Well, we are deep south. When I tell you deep south, we are the furthest south you can get before you hit Florida. So we're in South Georgia. We have a home county and everything, but my granny had 9 youngins. My mama was the baby. And I learned a lot from some great cooks. The women were fabulous cooks while they were here with us on Earth.
You were talking to me about how, like, you'd have this family Sunday night dinner, right?
Sunday dinners. Yeah. Now, baby, you have to remember that for us, dinner in Southern is like a lunchtime meal. I know you're out there in California and whatnot, but that for us, dinner's not a nighttime meal. It's a Sunday dinner after church kind of thing. But with Sunday dinner, so we'd all get together. Usually there was church involved. And we, you know, Granny and Mama would cook. And we'd have whatever the meat would be, usually chicken or a roast. And then all the good stuff on the sides. All through it, there would either be biscuits or cornbread. And usually cornbread would come out at night after we put everything up, and Granny would have her cornbread and her buttermilk. And that was her snack at night.
So that wouldn't necessarily be with meal, but you could have it like as a treat at the end of the day?
Yes. Yes. Granny, when I tell you my granny liked her cornbread and buttermilk, she loved her cornbread and buttermilk. I never understood it, and because I can't drink butter. I'll cook buttermilk, but I cannot drink that stuff. Oh. Makes me shiver. But yeah, she loved it.
And now you're saying that there is a difference in different parts of the country of the ingredients in cornbread. Like you said, your bread didn't have sugar.
Right. My granny would always say that she wasn't baking a yellow cake. So with her cornbread, a lot of Southerners won't put sugar in it. Now, me personally, I put a touch just to kind of give it an extra crispiness on the bottom. At least in my head, that's the way it works. But yeah, my granny. So when I tell you they were poor, like sharecropper, literal sharecropper poor. So to make birthday cakes and things like that, then you would add sugar to it to make yellow cake, and you can frost it and do all that kind of fun stuff with it. But for your day to day, there's no sugar.
Like yellow cake, actually, yellow cake had cornmeal. It wasn't like a flour.
For poor folk, no. Now you have to remember this is back during World War II. And things like that. So things were not as readily available. So you made do with what you had with a lot of things, especially if you were poor. So like unless it was a special occasion. Now, don't get me wrong. They had cakes and things like that. But I mean, if it was just to go, just a little one, they'd make it sweet, make cornbread sweet. You're not using things that are more expensive. You're using what's readily available, and that cornmeal was readily available. Now you'd mix in flour with it to stretch it, but you know your cornmeal is pretty much your it's just the stretcher. It's like you're putting rice in with your chili. It just makes more of it, so that you get more of it to give to other people.
Now, if you're not putting sugar in it, how did you eat it? Like, did you eat it straight? Did she add something like butter or what?
No, usually honey or, no, we have cane syrup here in my area. So if you wanted to sweeten it, you know, you could dip it in honey or pour honey over it to get your sweetener. But a lot of people, like I said, she just likes cornbread. She liked cornbread and buttermilk. It depends. It just depended on how you wanted to eat it. If you wanted to make it a sweet treat, you put a little a little honey or a little bit of cane syrup with it. Now, if you live in a different part of the country, you know, some people, I think, use sorghum. Some people use molasses, you know. So just whatever you happen to have, it's just, you know, what region were you in?
That's what I was going to say, like with our episode, so Ma Benson had maple syrup for our cornbread, and she was from the Dakota Territories.
Well, it would make sense. You got Canada right there, so.
OMG, this is Canadian cornbread I was eating? No one told me.
Honey, trust me, the Canadians they make good food too. They're just anybody that'll create poutine. You know, the creative folk.
I had our actor who played Britt Ponsett, that is Scott R. McKinley, right? He said he likes to put raisins in his cornbread. Thoughts on that?
Bless his heart.
He's also from New Jersey, full disclosure.
Bless his heart. You know what? Again, it's a regional thing. You've got people who put real corn in their cornbread. You have people who put jalapenos in their cornbread, cheese.
That sounds like a kind of like a Southwest kind of thing.
It is. That's where it comes from. Now, I've had family members put bacon in theirs. So, you know, it's what you have handy. It's just, if raisins are what your thing is, God bless. But I refuse to judge him totally on that, maybe just a little bit.
Think of like Ma Benson. So, of course, our show was set during like the post-Civil War in the old-timey West period, late 1800s, right? She doesn't have an electric oven. Like, what does she do?
First of all, she's probably more than likely had a cast iron stove. She was probably using a cast iron skillet. And your oven could be in two different places. It could be in the near the belly of the stove, or it could be above it. So you get the fire hot. A good cook will know her temperature just by the feel of it, literally by holding her hand over the stove. You would have to know by trial and error, by the feel of how hot it would get. So.
Oh, so then, and then you're kind of like guessing the time based on that, I guess. It's kind of like a feeling, really.
Right. And 10-1, Ma Benson's had made enough of cornbread in her lifetime that she knew by the temperature how long. If it felt a little hot, she'd know to look and let it go a little less. But she, trust me, a good cook, they know after a while, especially if you're working with that kind of equipment. It's not like I can turn on the stove to 400 and say, okay, let's go.
Right. I don't even like to cook in modern day. I could never cook in like the old West time. Oh my MG.
You'd be surprised how easy it is.
Really?
Yes. So most people want to cook everything hot and fast, but you don't need to do that. You just cook it on a good medium and you're good to go. But you can cook most anything out on the chuck wagon. So like when I was running a bed and breakfast up in Cartersville, Georgia, we had a chuck wagon cook-off. Literally in the park across the street. And I had some of the contestants stay with me at my B&B. That's how I got to know all these people. When I tell you, I had some of the best peach cobbler I've ever had cooked over a campfire. Girl. But they did like the whole meal can be done on a campfire. So you just get creative. And so to be honest, cornbread would probably be easier to make out on the like out west than it would be biscuits. But her doing that, you know, cornbread to me would be easier, faster than biscuits or yeast bread, like a loaf of white bread. You just mix and go because you've got your leavener with the baking powder. And if you're using buttermilk, you got that acid reacting with it. That's why when she said sweet milk, I went, that woman knows her milks. I love it.
Thinking of fast, okay, so you've kind of talked about cornbread during, like, the World War II period, right? About 1950, Jiffy released the first pre-made mix, Jiffy Corn Muffin Mix. Thoughts on that?
Do you want my thoughts or do you want most Southerners' thoughts? So
I'm thinking that's faster, right? I mean, the 1950s was all about, like, streamlining the like housewife's like tasks, right? So is this a good thing? But you're saying what?
So don't get me wrong. I use Jiffy products. I'm not going to condemn anyone who has it because it is fast. It gives you a good product and it's good to go. You will have people in the Deep South that will like have this horrified clutching of pearls. You use Jiffy. And you have those moments because they do put sugar in there. And you have people who will swear up and down that they can tell the difference between Jiffy and homemade. It's just sweeter. And I'm just going, oh, okay. As they're eating Jiffy cornbread that I fed them. And, you know, and they're just like, I love how you just make everything from scratch. I'm like, okay, baby. Mm-hmm. We just keep on believing that. Just keep on. And I do have people eat. There is a difference in taste between the two. But it's not like a horrible thing. I mean, it's more for speed, honestly. Dump and go. But if you want to take the time to make a good cornbread, it's just nicer to make. You can control what you put in it, how much you put in it. And you can, to me, it's just a little extra love put in. I think that's the only extra ingredient. And I know that sounds corny.
Corny. It sounds corny, does it? Bread is corny.
Yes, it is.
How about this? Are you willing to share your recipe with our audience?
Yeah. I will tell you honestly that my cornbread recipe originates from Fanny Farmer Cookbook. And that's the cookbook my mama had that I learned how to cook things out of. And then when I went to college, I took and bought my own. And to this day, it is a go-to for your base recipes, for mine anyway. And then I've just kind of tweaked it over the years. But yeah, I can give you my recipe. That is not a problem whatsoever.
I have it here in front of me. Do you want me to read it?
Sure. Go ahead.
Got ingredients. 1/4 cup cornmeal, 1 cup of all-purpose flour. Now, you would put here 1/3 cup of sugar or just sprinkling. Give me the, what's the difference?
Okay, the 1/3 cup sugar is what Fanny Farmer says to put. I don't put that much sugar. That's like I'm making yellow cake, and I can't do that. So when I tell you just sprinkle it, you literally just shiver or just shake a little bit on the top of it and call it a day. You don't put that much, maybe a tablespoon.
Then we've got 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And now this is where you do 1 cup of buttermilk, but you give some options if you don't have buttermilk.
Right. Not everybody keeps buttermilk. It's kind of an odd thing these days. If you take regular milk, if you take your sweet milk, which is whole milk, take 1 cup of that and then put probably 1 teaspoon or 2 teaspoons in it, stir it up, let it sit for a minute, and it's going to turn it. I don't want to say turn it into buttermilk, but what it does is it gives it the same acidity levels as buttermilk.
Teaspoons of white vinegar.
White vinegar or lemon juice if you don't have white vinegar.
Lemon doesn't like affect the flavor?
No, I thought it did, but I tried it once. It does not affect the flavor.
You have 1 egg beaten, 2 tablespoons of shortening or bacon fat. What's the difference?
Everybody might not know what shortening is. Shortening is vegetable oil. It's Crisco. So I'm going to show my age, but Loretta Lynn used to do the Crisco commercials back in the day when I was a kid. But it is a plant-based fat instead of bacon fat, which is lard.
You're saying, all right, here are the instructions. Preheat the oven to 425. And you say to put the shortening in the pan as the oven preheats.
Right. You want that shortening to be the same. You want that shortening to be hot as that pan. That will help release the cornbread when it comes out that way when we stick into your pan.
What about like spraying the pan with like anti-sticky spray stuff?
If you're using a cast iron skillet, please don't do that. We're gonna stay away from the spray because we want actual fat. And not all the extra polymers and all the other fun stuff that comes in the spray. We want fat.
Then you say in a mixing bowl, add all the dry ingredients and mix them together. You'd mentioned about sifting. Do we have to sift?
No, you don't have to sift. If you do sift, that's fine. If you don't have a sifter, don't let that hold you back from making cornbread. You can stir it. Just make sure you stir it really well with a whisk or with a fork, whatever you happen to have. Remember, this is a poor man's bread. We're not on the English Bake Off.
And you say after you've mixed all the dry and you've got it all really well together, that's when you add the wet ingredients. And by then we're hoping the oven is preheated?
Yeah, if it takes a little bit longer, don't worry. Having the batter sit for a few minutes is not a big deal. It may thicken up on you. You don't want a hugely thick batter, but if you need to add a little bit more milk to it, that's fine. Just to kind of get it loose. Now, once everything's hot and once you've got everything mixed, you're going to have to get your timing right because you want to pull it out of the oven, the skillet. It's going to be hot. Don't grab it with a bare hand. I'm not going to say I've ever done that, but, you know, it happens. And so you're going to take that out. You're going to pour the batter into it quickly. The batter's going to sizzle. If you're doing it right, it's going to sizzle. Then you're going to stick that back in your hot oven, and then you're going to wait 15 to 20 minutes. And please let it be golden brown on top. You do not want pale cornbread. That's a sin.
I didn't know it was a sin. Oh, my.
Yes. Well, girl, I figured if anybody knew about sin, it was you. And that was just implied. But yeah, so in about 15, 20 minutes, depending on your oven. Some ovens run hot. When in doubt, you can always stick a toothpick in the middle to make sure that it's done. And then you just, you know, pull it out, let it cool. And some people like the cornbread warm. Some people like it a little bit cooler, but it's up to you how you want to eat it.
You'd mentioned about the cast iron skillet, but if you don't have one, what would you recommend?
Cake pan. Not a pie pan, but a cake pan. Something with high sides. That way your cornbread has something to do. Now, if you want thick cornbread, like most cornbread's going to come out kind of thin. So if you use the smaller it is, the thicker your cornbread's going to be, but your cooking time's going to vary. So you'll have to play around with that.
And then you said it's not supposed to stick to the sides because of that shortening or the bacon fat?
Right. It will pull away from the sides. Now, not always, but, you know, for the most part, it will. So you can always run a butter knife around the edges when you pull it out just to kind of get that release. Sometimes things stick. We don't always get the right amount of fat in there. So things happen. But it's not a, oh, Lord, it's messed up kind of thing. It's just run a butter knife and you're good.
This is amazing. Do you have anything else you want to talk about with cornbread? I think we covered everything, didn't we?
I think so. Now, I will tell you, when you were talking about it being an aphrodisiac, I thought that was the most hilarious thing in the world. But then I got to thinking about my granny and her nine youngins and how that was her night snack. I'm just going, I don't know, maybe there's something going on. I don't know about.
But I do. I think we're going, right now, we're officially recommending everyone out there, if you need an aphrodisiac, skip the chocolate, skip the oysters, go for the cornbread.
If you got Jiffy in the pantry, it's right there. Go for it.
Well, everyone, let's thank Tony Johnson for joining us for this amazing cornbread lesson. Now, Tony, you're on like TikTok, right? Your handle on there.
It's Aunt Tony 68, and it's T-O-N-I. So it's like Aunt_Tony_68. I don't give a lot of recipes. It's basically just me showing the food that I cook on a daily. I get a lot of people that seem to like it. Sometimes I'm just like, hey, you know, it's more for menu ideas, just along the lines of, hey, this is what I'm making. Because, yeah, you get tired of the same things. Everybody gets in a rut. You know, I'm like, try something new. It's always fun.
Thank you all so much for listening to my little bonus feature of Madison's Mad Facts. If you want to get the new Mad Facts releases, they are a Patreon exclusive. It's only $5 a month to support the show. Link in the show notes. Okay, everybody. Tony, say it with me. We gotta say bye. Ready?
Bye.
Bye.
Lord bless.